Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Miss Eager.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Eager, this is Zach. I just got a notification from my website that you guys filled out what maybe you or William on your property on Riverway Road.
Okay.
We buy houses and we deal with a lot of different scenarios, so when yours came across, I know exactly where the house is, I've seen it with my own eyes, I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah, well, our house is in great shape. There's nothing, there's nothing wrong with it. And we're on 8.5 acres of land. We just want to retire somewhere else. So it's not like, we don't have to sell. It would be something we just want to do.
Sure.
Now, do you want me to tell you how much money we have invested in the house so you know what you're dealing with? We have 500,000 invested in the house and land, so we're not willing to take a dime less than 550 because we've lived here 12 years.
Well, I appreciate your honesty and you just being upfront.
So if y'all can't do that, there's no point in, looking at it any further.
Sure. Now let me ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Have you considered, going with the realtor or?
Yes, we have a good friend who is a realtor, and she is the person who would list it if we decide to go that route.
And I'm just curious, because I'm not sure how many times you've done this, bought and sold a house. What kind of brings you to try and sell it yourself? What's causing that? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I was a realtor for 30 years, but it's a big commission, and if you can save it, why not? And since I do have knowledge of the market, and I know how valuable land is in Chesterfield, it wouldn't, it would just it would be silly not to try to do it ourselves.
Well, I agree with you. But some people, they don't have that, experience or knowledge. So I'm sure you can understand where they're coming from.
Sure.
It's built in 2011. It's about 1,900 square feet.
It's actually 2020. We finished off the room in the back. It was a porch. Now it's a Florida room.
You said it had how many acres?
8.5, right at 8.5.
So,
It's a net zero house. I don't know if you understand what that is, but our electric bill for the entire year is $400. And the walls are 8 inches thick.
Yeah, I
And
know, but I know it's net zero,
we're super insulated, and we have absolutely beautiful windows in the house. We spent back into 2011, we spent $20,000 on windows. And there, because we wanted a house that was going to be energy efficient. It is a metal house. If you've seen it, you know that. It has a metal roof and metal siding. And it's not re it's corrugated galvanized steel. It has a 50-year warranty.
So this is,
So.
this is definitely a unique house, I would say. I think 550 is a reasonable price. Just letting new houses in the area, they're selling for like right around 470. They don't have as much acreage as you have,
Not
and
by a long shot.
and it's not as if it's not as efficient like you just said. But I mean that is something to take into account. You kind of, the square footage is one thing. The comparables are, I mean those are what they would use, on a, an appraisal. But I mean I think you're kind of right on the money. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to get that. you know, and I'm not going to sit here and waste your time and say, you know, anything that, you know, would be anything but, you know, less. So I think you're right about selling it. I don't necessarily know what you're doing to try and sell it, but I can tell you, reaching out to people like myself, you know, isn't really a good use of your time, because one, they're just going to lowball you, and
yeah.
You know, that's just the reality of it. You know, you know, they'll see $550 and they'll probably agree with that, and then they'll offer you $225. You know.
Yeah. Well.
So, you know, if you want to sell it yourself, I would say, you know, one, put it on the market, you know, like put it on Zillow, get some professional pictures, and just take the phone calls. And I mean, that's the best way to do it. I mean, if you're going to try and sell it yourself, I mean, you're a realtor, you know, do it as you would. So I think you could probably sell it for that, but I highly doubt that you reaching out to like investors like myself, I highly doubt that you're going to sell it this way. And I'm just telling you this because it's the truth. And, you know, I don't really have anything to gain to lie. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling me back.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
thank
you. Yeah, if anything changes, let me know. I mean, we would buy the house at 550, but, you know, you guys would have to be kind of open to how you take it, just to let you know.
What do you mean open to how we take it?
Meaning, I'm sure that, you know, you guys have probably, you know, are pretty low on the mortgage, you know, if not paid off already. I mean, you bought it for $82,000 in 2011.
That was the land.
Okay, that was the land. Gotcha.
We built the house.
Gotcha. So, well, then that's something separate, you know, and considering, you know, the only thing is, you know, we would, you know, we could do something, but, you know, I'm not sure exactly what y'all's situation is, you know, money-wise, and, you know, basically what it would look like is kind of like something on terms. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You know, if you want, you know, this price and then, you know, this is how we have to give it to you. That's kind of how it would work.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Ms. Eager. Have a good one.
Bye.